St. Croix County's population has swelled by nearly 34% over the last decade. Senior County Planner Ellen Denzer says the vast majority of that growth is spillover from the Twin Cities. She says many of the new residents work in the Minnesota metro and commute. That means a healthy tax base, but Denzer says the growth also brings challenges as well.
Infrastructure is probably the single greatest one. In terms of keeping up in roads, keeping highways improved can be very expensive. That's a challenge. There's also infrastructure that some of the local communities have dealt with in terms of sanitary sewer and that kind of thing.
Denzer says school districts have struggled to keep up as well.
We have new high schools in River Falls, Somerset, New Richmond. We have new schools of one sort or another in Hudson and Baldwin. So those are expensive, and they add to the costs that are related to that growth.
That growth has some farmers concerned. Dale Wolf has been a beekeeper for 40 years and owns Wolf Honey Farms in Baldwin. He doesn't fault farmers for selling their land to developers, but says that leaves less for expanding farms.
You drive across the country and go over this hill, and where it should be all farming area, you go over the hill, and here there's a big plot of houses sitting out there in the country, and that's kind of shocking when you see that.
10 out of 12 counties in western Wisconsin saw populations increase. Neighboring Polk County saw an 18% jump, and Pierce County wasn't far behind with an 11% increase. Overall, Wisconsin's population grew by 6%. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.